AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Authorities in Arizona investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie released the first surveillance images.
Showing a person on her porch wearing a full head mask, jacket, backpack, and gloves the night she went missing. Authorities searching for the mother of today's show host Savannah Guthrie have not identified any suspects or persons of interest. FBI Director Kash Patel posting the images on X saying the video was recovered from residual data located in back-end systems. He says the images show an armed individual appearing to have tampered with the camera at Nancy Guthrie's front door the morning of her disappearance. On Monday, Savannah Guthrie took to Instagram to plead for the public's help.
We are at an hour of desperation, and we need your help.
The 84-year-old was last seen January 31st when a family member dropped her at home. I'm Julie Walker.
Homeland Security officials are facing questions from Congress about President Trump's immigration crackdown and the deaths of two people by government officers in Minneapolis. ICE Acting Director Tom Lyons was questioned by California Democrat Eric Swalwell.
Mr. Lyons, will you apologize to the family of Renee Good for being called a domestic terrorist by the president and his leadership?
No, sir.
Why not?
Sir, I welcome the opportunity to speak to the family in private, but I'm not going to comment on any active investigation.
Is she a domestic terrorist?
Sir, I'm not going to comment on the investigation.
Democrats say a proposal from the White House is incomplete and insufficient as they are demanding new restrictions on the president's immigration crackdown and threatening a shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security. The National Governors Association annual conference is unraveling after President Trump did not invite some Democrats. The White House says President Trump has the right to amend a permit for a new bridge between Canada and Michigan. The Gordie Howe International Bridge is set to open this year, but the president has threatened to block it. This is AP News. A march for peace reaches the nation's capital.
After 15 weeks of walking from Texas through extreme cold weather in the southeast, a group of Buddhist monks has finally reached their destination. Nearly 3,500 people packed American University's Bender Arena for the monks' first public stop in Washington, D.C. Spectators remained silent as a sign of respect for the monks and their quest for peace. Thousands have gathered across the South to watch the monks as they made their way to Washington. Millions more have followed them online. The monks plan to mark the last days of their walk for peace with outdoor appearances at the Washington National Cathedral and the Lincoln Memorial. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Chapel Roan has left the talent agency Wasserman. It's led by entertainment industry executive and 2028 LA Olympics chair Casey Wasserman. His name appears in the recently released Epstein files. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.